Happy New Year, Shamra. Happy New Year. Yeah. And Happy Now Year. Yeah. Live from Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado. And it's absolutely beautiful here. In spite of all the weather that's been happening all over the world, it's really a lovely sunny day with a little wind of change. Yeah, a little wind of change. And actually, as I think everyone is aware, you know, what a year it's already been, huh? It's just, does it seem like a monumental, epic year that we're in? It does seem that way, huh? And it is. And we know that by what's going on inside of each one of us. So let's take a breath with that, huh? So here we are, January 11, 2014. Now, for those who play with numerology, and at the same time, you know, the numerology changes, especially in the new energy, this new era that we are. But synchronistically, you know, we have January 1 and 11, two ones, and then 1-4. So, you know, it could be interpreted a lot of different ways. And, of course, it's Shoud 5 of the Discovery Series, and 5 historically has been all about change. So here we have change and 2-4s. So for me, it really is a monumental time. And let's take an innocent, loving, compassionate breath for ourselves, for just being here, for being the courageous ones that have really decided to make this the lifetime and to allow our humanity and divinity to fully integrate and to play and dance with each other. For that's truly who we are, is God also. Epic. Ah. And it's interesting, since our last meeting, there was a phenomena on the sun where the poles of the sun actually reversed and changed. Bam. And in America, you know, we've been having this incredible weather. And we in Colorado actually have really gotten off pretty easy, but over 100 million people in America have been having, you know, severe weather, you know, huge snows and everything else. Like over 100 million have been affected. And I think we're just going to see more. Not only change in the weather, but in everything. And, of course, you know, the politics, the world dynamics, the religions. It seems like, you know, everything's percolating. But it's the change that we're here for. And, let's take a breath with that. And luckily, as we know, and this was, for me, one of the great insights that Tobias shared with us early on, as creator beings, we can choose to be in a safe space anytime we so choose. And what a simple, but what a profound insight and gift that is. So no matter where we are, what we're doing, we can choose that. And just enjoy the experience. So, are we all ready to jump into this Shoud 5 of the Discovery Series? Yeah! Woo! So, without further ado, let's give a big arg to Jeff and Linda. Arg!
Thank you, David. Welcome, everybody, to the Crimson Circle, to 2014. As David said, it's amazing. Just these past, today's the 11th, the past 10 days.
And you know, I would like to be just driving down the highway, this smooth, beautiful highway, maybe in a Ferrari. No, I feel like I'm on the back roads in a Jeep going, holy crap.
Yeah, but it's more fun that way.
Yeah, or
you
okay.
get to experience the ride more that way.
I had to go down to town the day before yesterday, and it was quite complicated. The road was dry, and I had my car in four-wheel drive, and I'm driving with both hands on the wheel, which is not common.
No.
And
even one hand on the wheel is not all that common.
And my car is just going, oh, and I'm like, holy crap, is that windy? And sure enough, that night on the news, they said the wind down by Rocky Flats, which is where I was driving, the highest gusts were over 81 miles per hour. So my car was actually operating quite well under the circumstances, and me too.
But, you know, back when we had the floods up here in September, Adama said, you know, it does a lot of clearing, and now just expect, I think he said cold weather, which we had our share of already, and winds. And, you know, it gets windy up here in the mountains, but this is unusual.
Incredible.
Day and night. And I'm just like, I wake up at 2 in the morning and hear that wind howling. It's like, okay, this is just a clearing, just a clearing.
You don't just wake up. You growl, and then it wakes me up.
Yeah.
You do the bear growl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome everyone. Glad to see you here. And this is also actually kind of looking at the oddness of the year. This was the first time in 13 years where we've had to delay or cancel a monthly meeting. We've made it through storms, floods, snow, everything else. But we had a technical situation where we had to delay it to today. And it was kind of interesting because today was our normal days for Kehok Life and Kehok 3. So we really had to scramble to try to figure out all of these things happening. And, you know, of course, the human side gets a little panicky. Oh, what's happening? And, you know, what's it? And yesterday, Adamus did a channel for the Kehok Life folks, and he said, it's just converging. It's Chambra Day. You get all three on one day. It's just a convergence.
Couldn't he find a simpler way to do that?
I don't think it was him that did it. But anyway, here we are. And thank you to the staff and all of you for doing that shifting around and making this work out. Glad to see everybody here. It's also interesting, speaking of convergence, that it happened that Lee Carroll is doing a seminar today. Don't everybody leave right now. Just stay down in Boulder. And, you know, he kind of coordinated to make sure he wasn't doing his the same weekend as ours. But as it turns out, they converged. They brought it together. So imagine the energy coming in with
ooh,
all that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Then there's all kinds of energy going, darlings, come here. Help me understand this.
Oh, she's going to embarrass you now.
Come here. Come here, girls. Come here. What in the hell does this mean? Look at their shirts. What does that mean?
Have you ever seen the movie Cat in the Hat?
Cat in the Hat?
No, I read the book. There wasn't a movie when I saw it.
Okay, well, there are these things, thing one and thing two.
Uh-huh.
Crazy things that...
Oh, she's going to give you the microphone.
Wait, I'm going to have the mic, because everybody should know. See, I'm old. I need this understanding. Okay.
Well, they are these things that make the opposite of what you tell them to do.
Oh,
so,
Jeff.
Yeah.
You're thing three, then.
I knew there was a connection. I knew it.
Yeah, and that's most it.
So you do the opposite? Is that it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's when we do not do the opposite of what we're told. Those are those cases.
It's very cute.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, Linda and I will come next month with thing one and thing
two. I got to get those. I like that. I like that. Very
thank
fun.
You so
thank
much.
You, ladies.
Okay, and are you ready for introductions for our out-of-town guests?
Yes, sir.
Out-of-state guests.
Out-of-state guests.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for being here. And there are quite a few people that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
As well as, let's see, what else? And some brand new people that are from within Colorado, so your name's not on here. If you're a new person that's never been to one of these meetings and you dare to reveal yourself, would you like to raise your hand so we can see who you are?
Wow, welcome. Welcome.
See, welcome.
Welcome.
Glad you could join us.
This is it, World Headquarters.
Okay. We hope it doesn't make you too crazy, but you're so welcome. We're glad you could be here. And don't get in the way of Chambre when it's break time and that food and chocolate gets going. Okay. From out of town, from out of the area, we have Nancy Day from Rapid City, South Dakota. Are you here, Nancy?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi,
how
Nancy.
Are you? Good to see you.
Good that you could be here. Charles Samararo from Wayne, New Jersey. Are you here, Charles?
You get stuck in traffic on that bridge.
Oh, poop. Oh, ow.
You got to keep up on the news.
Oh.
You know, you gotta read the news.
Oh, that's not pretty. Okay. And Annie Tandler from McLean, Virginia? Not here either yet? Oh, there you are.
Oh, yeah, right in front. She's going to give you the microphone because we have probably a billion aliens and humans listening in.
I just moved to Denver from McLean, Virginia, and I've been, I guess, Chambre since the very, very first one in 1999. So I'm
welcome.
Honored to be here.
Thank you.
So now she's going to be a local. So that was your last chance for special recognition, unless you do something unless you do something insane with Adonis, which is not unheard of. All right. Then, let's see, Stefan hasn't made it in yet. Okay. And Rachel Gerson from Santa Fe. Nice
Rachel,
to see you,
Rachel.
Rachel,
so good to see you again. And you moved from Canada to Santa Fe. Yeah, well, that's kind of a little bit of a change.
Yeah. Huge change.
But it works, yeah. So are you still a Canadian citizen?
I am.
Yeah, you are. None of my business, but I have to ask. Oh, good, you're paying taxes. Good. Good.
Ah, that helps.
Lots of them.
They like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to see you again.
There we go.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Okay. Jeff, that's a lot.
No, it's a wonderful. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And considering we had to shift the week and everything, it kind of worked out. We really felt bad for you coming from South Dakota and then having to wait a week and a stay over just to be here. But some people will do anything. Yeah.
Thank you.
Susie actually was worried. Oh, my God, she'd come all the way from South Dakota. And it's like, it'll work out.
She might be the one person that understood weather and issues and everything coming from a climate like South Dakota. And don't you have kind of wild weather there?
Yes. South Dakota, cold.
Yes.
Okay. And I think Carrie was from South Dakota, weren't you?
I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota, too.
Wow.
There we go.
Small world, and you're sitting right next to each other. This is so weird.
Small world.
That's true.
Small world.
That's true. If I could, poor Billy, coming from Mexico, doesn't really know how to drive in the snow. So, I mean, it's if you've never really encountered snow and ice, it's a little weird. So we were giving her advice the other day at the staff meeting, being good. Well, Linda and I are from Wisconsin, all of us from Colorado. You learn how to drive.
You heard from, didn't you?
And from. And what we advised her to do was you go on a snowy day or just after it snows and go out to a big parking lot. Empty, hopefully, but like a big parking lot, and just do wheelies and donuts and spins and skids and
until the cops come.
And do what? You know, but no, it's for anybody wanting. You know, if you're planning to come here from, let's say, South America up to Colorado during the winter, just come up, rent a car, and go out in the parking lot and just do spins and donuts.
I recommend that you hire a driver or a shuttle service.
Yeah, that's the thing, those light
you
poles.
You fished out a few?
You've been there. We are in Shoud 5 of the Discovery Series, and we do have a Shoud recap. I have to say, before we get into this, it was one of those Shouds that afterwards I'm like, oh, my God, what kind of feedback are we going to get? It was a little
over the top.
A little over the top. But, you know, actually, we got some very nice emails, And no, we really, really did. I don't think we got any nasty emails at all, which was very shocking. And actually,
well,
I found
that means that there was some kind of a magical block that the kind of people that wouldn't have been offended didn't happen to hear it. Thank the Lord and Adamus.
And Yeshua.
And Yeshua.
Yeah. But the, you know, I actually liked it because it provides some insights and history into really one of the most iconic figures in the world. And all the stories that have been told and all the myths and the rumors and everything, I actually liked it because it shows that Yeshua was so much like us, and he had his good days and his bad days, and his, he had the death of his wife. He had all sorts of things, but yet allowed himself to come through the mastery. And more than anything, Yeshua is really us. You know, it's, we came in at that time, planted the Christ seed. We created this being called Yeshua, knowing that we were going to, in our own time, in our own way, come into our enlightenment. So I thought it was, I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It's good that you like what you channel.
No, there were some people, let's call it internal, that were a little concerned about what was said, but I actually liked it. So let's take a look and see what Adama said. We didn't cut out those parts, edit those parts out, did we? We did. The Yeshua parts, they're not in here.
Boo-boo, let it roll.
Okay, all right, let it roll. You guys doing it from back there? Okay. We've talked about how does it end. It's kind of the homework for our next session. One could argue that it didn't end so well for Yeshua. Not such a great example. But, as was pointed out, it was a long time ago. Consciousness was different. Things ended different back then. The Christ seed consciousness was still brought to this planet, and it was brought with a knowingness that the planet wasn't quite ready. There was no mistake, uncertainty, that it would take 2,000 years. It was known back then. It's about bringing in, planting this Christ seed so that you and another incarnation with a new name could come back and collect the very thing that you brought in. You didn't really bring it here for the rest of the world. You knew that they someday would benefit from it. You brought it in for you. You could say that this time is like a highway. Time gone 2,000 years of kilometers or miles. You knew back then that you were going to be here in 2,000 years at this point on this cosmic journey. You put that Christ seed in there 2,000 years ago so that it would be here for you right now. You knew you'd be coming to this point, that you would need this, want it. And here it is. Probably would have been really upsetting to energetic balances to have it sprout 2,000 years ago. Even your composite Yeshua knew that. And there were those who were pushing him, pressuring him to say, no, make it blossom right now. Bring it out right now. We see it in you. We want it now. Almost like a little bit of a greed. And Yeshua said, no, it's not quite ready. I said, yes, but Master, Master, when will we be ready? Will it be a year from now? 10 years from now, will you teach us how to get ready? And Yeshua said, I can't. I said, I can tell you're not ready. Because you still don't trust yourself. You still put me on a pedestal. You still want me to save you, perform miracles for you, teach you, No, you're not quite ready. So it ended for Yeshua in a way. Another way it's lived on. The story split, you know, of course. The story of Jesus from the Bible. And there's the story of Yeshua. The story of Yeshua has lived on also. That energy, that Christy, that blessing has lived on to right now. But that part of you that is Yeshua comes back once again with you saying, "Now we're ready for that Christ seed to blossom, to grow." That same composite of Yeshua says to you, "Are you ready to trust?" 2,000 years later, he says, "I come back to you. Are you ready to trust yourself deeply, unequivocally, unconditionally? No ifs, ands, or buts, or I don't knows." Comes back to say, "Are you ready to be in that state of your own divine trust, no matter what? Even if you think that you're making mistakes, going beyond that and being in a place of trust, even if it scares you, terrorizes you at the deepest level, brings up all your fears, fears of disease, fears of poverty, fears of being alone, fears of, well, the ending. Are you ready to be in that state of trust?" And I don't want to sugarcoat it. I'm saying, oh, trust yourself. So joyful and fun and happy and sunshine and rainbows. No. Demons and dragons as well. It's fear that could come up within you that is just, will freeze you. Freeze your brain, freeze your body. Freeze, like as in cold. Trust yourself that deeply and that implicitly. And it makes your belly spin. Overwhelms your mind. Too many thoughts, too many questions. That's the tool for next year. Trust. Oh, we've talked about it so many times. But it's back. Some of you, that's all you have left. In a way. Sure, you've got some clothes and a bottle of cheap wine in the refrigerator, but that's really all you have left. Bank account is run down. Car probably won't make it for another year. You got this trust. Let's not play the Jesus game on this one. Let's not have it end like it did for him. Because with that trust, everything changes. Funny thing is, you don't even have to think about it. You don't have to plan anything after that. You don't have to work at things. Coming to that level of trust, you don't have to worry about other people, the IRS, or anything else like that, the aliens and the conspiracies. When you're at that deep, simple, basic level of trust, other stuff just doesn't touch you. Doesn't affect you. So this is going to be something that comes up again for you this, well, next, at least next 30 days or so before our next shout. Question, how does it end? And the question, can I allow myself that level of trust? And before you answer the question, if you say yes, you get the experience that will, confirm within yourself. So the trust isn't just a mental concept, that it's right in there with your knowingness. Then you'll be able to fly through anything. Anything. Let's take a good deep breath, my dear friends. Note to self, don't wear blinky necklaces when doing serious channel.
It was Christmas time. Well, I liked it. It was sparkling.
I was so happy that, you know, we didn't get a lot of nasty emails about the Yeshua channel. I just realized they edited all the good stuff out. Anybody that was tuning in for the first time watching it probably fell asleep. And, you know,
Jeff, what? That's a blessing.
I know. No, I like that a lot.
I thought it was really nice. It came directly to the core of what the whole message was about. That's what we're trying to do. Thank you.
It was sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
But if you're listening in online and want to know what the other side of the message was, the history of Yeshua, go back and you guys didn't cut the whole thing out, or it's not just my illusion.
No.
Right? No. Okay. Thank you. And thank you to Vicky, put that together. Thank you to Vicky for putting together the video. Great. She did good. That's one you can go back and just kind of listen to. It's on YouTube, by the way. There's a lot of channels on YouTube, Crimson Circle channels. So, okay, moving on. Let's talk about recent events.
There was only one.
Well, we weren't.
But one more people gathered.
Traveling. It was a great one. Usually we show slides of, you know, Australia or Austria or someplace like that. But we didn't travel anywhere. So we had an event right here at home. So we did just a little quickie slide program, just a recap of.
Well, it was the event, and it is sweet because it was this home audience.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sweet that we get to
see. You know, and as you watch it, really, really feel into the. I know, there's such a, I look at photos of Shamra, there is such a sweetness. And the eyes and the face and the, it just, the pictures tell an entire story. So if we could get the lights down, dear Lightmaster Hunter, and we'll get into the video.
Master Hunter, ooh, that's cool.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of anxiety for sported but the seas between us have roared and swelled since old anxiety.
Jesus, I was worried about those outfits.
I don't know. That was pretty touching.
Very sweet.
Very, very sweet. I mean, it was just, wow.
It was very sweet. We could only do it with you.
Anyway, so, no, I just, wow, I just could watch that over and over, just the looks on your faces and in the eyes, and it's just, wow. What a journey. Cool.
It's nice for us to get to honor the live audience that know people listen in all over the world. And some of these most famous Shambers sit in these chairs month to month.
World famous.
World famous.
Rock
You'd be stars. Shocked how well you're known.
And by the way, I want to thank Dave Schummel for all the photos. Dave, thank you.
Dave.
Amazing. So, other events.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, no, it's just so
you're
touching.
Little,
so
you have much, tear you, guys. You need a tissue for your
No,
issue?
I have sinuses, allergies. I'm,
yeah. Right, right.
Also, last month we did the dream walk for, what the heck does my nose say, for Childhood Magic, yeah. And you can still, oh, it's beautiful. I don't know if anybody here listened in to it, but, oh, it's just beautiful.
Very amazing experience.
You can still register for get on it. It's streaming online, you know, played live, but I think it's open through middle of March. You can still stream it and watch it. So if you still want to see it, it's available. Just check out the Crimson Circle store.
Stephen Wygant's here. Hello, Stefan.
Stefan,
glad
how are you doing?
Join us.
Good to see you.
How are you doing? Good. You're a good chomper teacher. I like seeing your classes.
And you look so dapper. I
yeah,
mean,
look
we,
at
could
this.
Could we just show a
okay,
pic?
Come on up. Oh!
Wow.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Wow. You're all suited up, dude.
Yeah, that's what? It's about the end, right? So it's my funeral dress.
Oh!
I was actually at the funeral. So.
Oh, literally?
You got to look good at your own funeral. I always feel that way.
No, is that somebody else's?
Oh, someone else's.
Oh, you
yeah.
think?
Yeah, I was at one this morning.
Oh, you were? Oh, I thought you were talking about your own. You know, how does it end? Well, right here.
Oh,
yeah. Oh good. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You heard that. But no, you
so
look great.
I'm here,
you look
so
great, though. Wow.
It's all good.
Best dressed one at the whole funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I am. Great. Get off the other people.
Nancy hat?
Yeah, hold that hat down because you might be
yeah,
losing it later.
That's hot.
Keep it tied to me.
That looks like Linda's.
Oh, my God. Gray and black. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Glad you could be here.
Okay. So let's take a look at upcoming events. And next weekend is the ProNOS 2014 event at the Omni Hotel down in Broomfield. This is where we're going to get together with Dr. Doug and Jim Davis. Dr. Doug Davis. And Jim Self.
Davies.
And
give him a tissue. He's still rattled.
I'm going to go back and watch the video again. No, I do have some.
There's no boogers on it.
Okay.
It's clean.
No, I was just looking at the watermark. That's it. Anyway, next weekend down at the Omni Hotel, I think we're sold out live.
We're
keeping a fairly small audience so that we can do the film work and everything. But you can listen in online. And we're going to be talking about what's coming up in 2014. Now, hint, hint, if you take a look at the past 10 days and just now extrapolate that through the end of the year, then you multiply it a few times and then you throw it in the blender. That'll give you an idea. Jim has some very, very strong insight on 2014. Adamus has been talking about it a little bit to Chambra, a little bit to me, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting takes on the year. But needless to say, it's going to be an interesting year. There's some very, very simple tools, very simple tools. And it can make it actually an amazing year for you. Maybe not for other people, but for you, it can be an amazing year.
Let's just stop here and think about the word that's being said, the word that's being used. Amazing? That can cover any range you want it to. Amazing?
Amazing is the most overused word in the world. Everybody uses it. We go overseas. Oh, that's awesome and amazing. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Anyway, we extended the...
Wait, one more thing. It's going to be an incredible energy because literally we have Chambra that are already registered from all over the world tuning into it. So it, by the nature of itself, is a global event. So we're excited. What would you like to
add? And it's also part of our new Crimson Circle Cloud classes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing more and more online offerings because there's people that can't travel in that want to be able to get it on the air. So our staff and tech team has done an amazing job of the technology. You know, it's not just about turning on a camera and then, you know, getting the webcast out all over the world. There are just all sorts of intricacies and details and everything, and they've smoothed everything out. So
a lot of coordination.
When actually the Dreamwalk for Childhood Magic was kind of our first run at it, and it worked, I think, flawless. I don't think we had really any problems with it. So
yes, see, Michelle still has hair.
She's still smiling. Yeah, still smiling. She's thinking, you don't know what I went through. But yeah, there's that composure. So do try to tune in to ProNOS 2014. We extended the early bird pricing through Monday at 5 o'clock Denver time. So if you're still thinking about it, we extended
that. We did that because of the delay with the meeting. We decided we'd add an extra week because of the delay with this meeting.
Exactly.
Okay.
And also coming...
We're doing it down in town, so that'll work well.
Yeah. Coming up is, let's see, February
threshold.
Is the Threshold event in Cancun. This is a very limited event, small group, and...
limited to 24 attendees.
And the Threshold is talking about the threshold of enlightenment. What's keeping you from stepping over? It's kind of been a sub-theme of so many of Adamus's message, saying you guys are right on the threshold. What's holding you back? And there's a lot of things, and actually kind of all make sense. But he's going to prod and provoke and say, what's it going to take to
move you over?
Yeah.
Prod and provoke, how unique.
We do have two spaces open on that. So if you're interested, it's in Cancun, which doesn't sound bad right about now, in about a month.
Oh, I'll have to bring extra nail polish. God forbid my pedicure would get scratched.
Coming up after that in March, we're down in Brazil for Quantum Allowing. I think it's my favorite thing to do. We actually had a staff meeting here the other day. We were talking about events. Quantum Allowing came up, and basically, there was some discussion about it, but like, no, I love quantum allowing. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, yeah. My teeth came out. It's like, I just...
You were zealous.
I love it. This one's down in Iguazu Falls, or Foz do Iguazu, in Brazil. Beautiful place, great food, good music. Johan will be with us. Spanish, Portuguese translation. It's a great thing. So.
And the only prerequisite, which we don't do prerequisites, but for this sexual energy school is a requirement. It's just such an amazing shift. You do have to have taken SES. That's the one time we make a requirement.
I think we have just under 20 spaces open for that still. So if you've been thinking about going to Brazil, got nothing else to do next month, come on down.
I have more to say.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be a wonderful bet. That, we're going back to that hotel that has that giant pool that you just, you know, when you're integrating, you just lay there in the pool and you float around. And then you can, like, wiggle your feet and, like, go over and then say, I need a margarita to integrate. And,
Linda, that's
and
called you just hang, quantum what? Allowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just laying in the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's heaven.
It's fresh
water, thermal water. So it's not even like the chlorine. It's warm and you just float in it.
It is so ridiculously fun. I can't even begin to describe it. But I will also, and it's this giant pool. I mean, there's just, and pool noodles and inner tubes and, oh my God.
What's a pool noodle?
Can you tell it's a Pisces heaven? Okay. What?
I didn't say anything.
One more.
So,
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Yeah.
We want to especially acknowledge our hosts, Soraya Sotomayor and her amazing son, Attorney Justice Conrado. And they are actually working on some extra activities while we're there, including a trip to the falls.
At midnight on the full moon.
Holy smoly. So that should be pretty cool. On the Brazil side, because it's a much more user-friendly side.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So that's going to be an amazing event if you're available. But it's almost sold out.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Moving on.
Now what's next?
Then after that, in April, is Kauai Quantum Allowing.
Oh, my God. Another beach and pool.
who puts this schedule together?
This out? Cancun, Brazil, really?
And I have sold out here on the slide, but actually, because of a couple cancellations, we do have two spaces left, I think.
I think that just came open.
So if you're interested.
And here's how
Hawaii,
this works. We have events.
April.
When we announce them this far out, they sell out. But because they sell out so far in advance, people's lives change. So sometimes we do get openings. So if something's sold out and you're interested, you should contact Lindsay because she can let you know, you know, if there is an opening, because we just had two come up this week, so they do occur.
Okay, and then after that, and deep breath, this is going to be a great one, but I'll explain
there's
in a moment.
Issues.
Next one is in May. We meant to announce it last week, but we didn't do the shout last week, so we're doing it this week. But in the meantime, it went out to the angels, and it went on the website, so it's almost sold out. So don't throw eggs. But this is one that we're really looking forward to. It's the Amyo Retreat in Tuscany in mid-May. More suffering.
Our
wonderful host, Lucia, found a beautiful resort in the Tuscany region, and we're going to do this, like, Amyo retreat. You know, Amyo is like, wow,
great.
It's all working out. Grace and abundance. And we do have, I think, and it'll be with Johan, all Johan, Amir, Gerhardt, Anat. And I think as of this, we did these slides last night, I think this morning we have six spaces left. So, and I believe the hotel is sold out, but there's some other hotels. The hotel was amazed. They didn't know who we were. You know, they're like, yeah, you want to book the hotel.
And it's a beautiful hotel. I mean, this is a property that was built, I think, in the 1600s. So it's not, quote, just a hotel.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It sold out quickly, and some people are saying, well, we didn't even get notice. And you still have time. There are about six spaces left, and then you can go on the wait list. Okay. And if you missed that, coming up immediately after that.
Whoa.
In Lake Bled, Slovenia, is a frontal lobotomy.
Somebody finally said that to you?
No.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
We're doing a workshop, a two-day workshop at Bled Lake, Slovenia, which we were at last year.
Beautiful.
Beautiful place. And it's called Consciousness Unleashed. Again, with Yoham, we're going to be doing some traveling with them. And it's very experiential. We're going to literally go beyond the barriers. We're going to be going out there into some interesting regions with Adamus as our guide.
And that event doesn't go public. Bonnie, when does that go public?
This morning.
Tonight.
Tomorrow. Sometime soon.
Yeah. The angels get the 3 days notice, though. But it looks like there'll be openings for this.
Yeah. Lake Bled is a beautiful area.
They blow their money on the other events.
We were there last year. It was also the site of one of Adamus' mystery schools about 500 years ago. So I love Lake Bled.
Very wonderful. Beautiful country and very easy to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was it for upcoming events.
Yes, sir.
It's now time for Shambra News.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. What's in the news today?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, you know, Colorado has become, this isn't quite the one yet. This is the new CD with Amir Jacoby called Dreambeat. About a year ago, we were talking to him and, you know, talking about his music and that. And said, Amir, you should do something for people who are having a hard time going to sleep at night. Or waking up at 2 a.m. Do something very rhythmic, shamanic, very relaxing. Somebody could put on the headsets and go back to sleep. So he did. And, you know, I don't know what it's like because I keep falling asleep every time I listen to it. Gene, have you listened to it? You're part way. I have listened to the tracks. They're very good. It's not dance music. It's very gentle, rhythmic. You put the headsets on.
Do you have a sample?
I don't. And please don't listen while you're driving. Yeah. It truly is for relaxation. And it's mostly drumming. There's some didgeridoo in it. There's a few other instruments now and then. But it's really, if you have a hard time sleeping, get it. It's good. It's in the Crimson Circle shop. You have a track? Samples in the store. You can listen. Just go on the store page and click and then wake up 5 hours later and wonder what you drink. Oh, yeah. Linda's like, it's time. Okay.
Do you have any here to buy?
No.
Today?
I don't. Do we have any? No. Do we have any of this to
download
buy? What
only.
Do you want to buy?
I think it's a download
but
only.
Don't they kind of go
download
in
only.
Hand in hand? Aren't they the same?
Download only.
You know, Colorado is made international, if not universal news.
That's not the next slide. Oh, it is. You snuck that in.
I did. I didn't tell you about it.
You sneaky, weedy person, you.
About a year ago, Colorado voters, all being tense and uptight, voted to legalize marijuana. It's the first state in the United States, one of the very first places in the world where smoking pot, buying pot, is legal. Now, there's good news and bad news, which we'll tell you here in a moment.
They're sold out already.
They're sold out, kind of like our workshops, you know. The good news, you can buy pot. The bad news is they're sold out. They are. It's one of the
literally
few places in the world. It's a whole new business for Colorado. People are coming in here from around the world just to get legally high. There are new ventures. I wish I had thought of it, but they pick you up at the airport in a van and, you know, old VW, you know, and on the way to the hotel or the ski resort, you toke up. I wouldn't advise getting high, going to a high altitude and trying to ski the first day.
Oh,
not
God
a good
sake.
Idea.
Oh, and I love the brilliant people that stood in line in front of the cameras to say, yeah, I'm in line to buy the pot. My boss isn't watching, I'm sure. Oh, my God.
But it's legal. It's legal. Now, it doesn't mean you can drive while under the influence. It doesn't mean that you can smoke in public. Like, is this public here or not? Susie, are we? I'm kidding. But, you know, it is an interesting energy. You know, we had these floods back here in September, big clearing. Now we have pot and unclear, kind of foggy. No, but, I mean, it's actually now a lot of other states will watch and follow suit, I think. A lot of other countries will. But for some of us who went through the 60s and the 70s, it's like, wow, man. Really, now it's no fun. Forget it. No, it's really quite interesting that it's legal, but you can't buy it. They're sold out. You know, they're rushing in from Kansas to smoke our pot.
Your pot?
More pot.
Oh, more pot.
And they're coming across the borders from New Mexico, and hell, next thing you know, they'll be coming from Texas up here just to smoke pot.
They already come here, the Texas.
But it also made me realize how, I don't know, prophetic and brilliant we are for headquarters Crimson Circle right here in Colorado.
Oh, that's why there'll be more attendees.
Oh, I'm going to go a step further. We've been kind of looking for a retreat for the last couple of years.
The prices are going to go through the roof.
I'm serious.
Are going to go through the roof. We better jump on this.
We've been looking for a retreat. We actually last year made an offer on one, and it fell through for legal reasons. But we've been looking, and it's like...
Legal reasons, not illegal reasons.
It's like, wow, could we be popular or what?
Popular?
Yeah. So I thought it was kind of interesting. Everybody here in Colorado, you've heard plenty of the news. It's like, all right, already, let's move on. But it's legal.
Well, except that it's federally illegal.
We'll do an AMIO retreat here.
That there's a banking issue because banks are federal and they don't have any place to go with their money. Now, you'd think somebody would figure out a quick way to fix that.
Yeah, boy, that would be a high-class problem. Could you imagine coming up, actually, you know, we could get a license for a grow house coming up with the Chambra Kick Your Butt blend. And, you know, I mean, the possibilities are almost endless for what we can do. And, you know, it's amazing. No wonder we're here. And we could have a special Adamus blend. It's very contradictory. And a Tobias blend. He'll tell you whatever you want to hear. And it's like, really, we could. This is a whole new business. I mean, you know, it just drops right in our lap. We didn't even realize that the abundance is already here. But now nobody will want to do the work. We'll hire some New Agers to come in and do the work for us.
We could float over the threshold.
What threshold? No threshold. Think about it. Okay, moving on.
You didn't think it was very funny a couple months ago.
I thought.
Oh, it wasn't funny till they actually officially made it.
Oh yeah, I think it's so funny. They sold out like within one day. Didn't anybody kind of anticipate a pent up demand?
Yeah, and no place to go with their $500 billion.
Yeah, they have all this cash and they can't put it in the banks. I think I could figure out something. Yeah. Yeah, mattress sales.
So, you think somebody would come up with a private bank?
So when you guys start coming to the door here and paying in cash, we'll understand. We'll know what the deal is. Okay, real quick before we go on break, a couple of announcements. Chambra Magazine, make sure to, if you're not signed up for it, it's an amazing monthly magazine, great articles, updates on events, what's coming next.
Lots of Chambra contributions.
Beautiful design, thanks to Mark Ritter. Beautiful editorial, thanks to Gene Tinder. I'm really proud of it. So some people once in a while say, I didn't know you guys had a magazine. It's, yeah.
Don't ever say that to Joe.
You can sign up for it on the website.
I know when he's working on it because he gets real annoying.
Okay. And a big question came up recently. Did someone out there ask for a helping hand. Does somebody out there, like, you know, really call out for a helping hand? Because, get the lights down, please, Hunter. This is amazing. All the way down. Yeah, I want to, yeah. Now, this is an actual NASA photograph taken a couple of days ago of a supernova explosion. And if you look, the hand.
It's the other hand.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
The thumb and the fingers. It's a, I mean, isn't that amazing? You can actually go on the internet and look. They're taking a series of pictures right now. And the hand is kind of staying like a hand, but the explosion, the energy coming off of it is just kind of building and
the hand is
growing.
Exploding? Does that mean God's pissed off?
No, it's a helping hand and energy coming out of it. So I just thought it kind of tied into our whole 2014 thing. It's like, wow, cosmic signs. That's like 87 billion light years away or something, but it's a big hand. Okay.
Cool.
And... I'm just saying, as we close out here. Wow, I thought that was such
profound.
A great quote. So we're going to be going on break here in just a minute, getting ready for Adamus. We'll come back online in about 30 minutes. But before we do, a very special thanks for all the people that make this possible, the Crimson Circle Angels, the advanced studies teachers, the translators, the web hosts from all over the world. Let's give them a big hand. Huge hand.
If you're an advanced studies teacher is sitting in this audience, would you stand up? I would like to acknowledge you. I know there's many of you out there all over the globe, but there are a lot of them in this room. Wonderful. Thank you. We really appreciate what you do. Thank you.
And also, once again, too,
if you're interested in the class, you can go online under Advanced Studies, and there are amazing, amazing content there that these teachers teach all over the world. And if there's not a class in your area, you might be surprised what we can do if you request one.
And everybody who comes in, sets up,
scary.
And tears down,
creepy.
Big hand to the incredible staff here, the camera operators, everyone.
Thank you.
And speaking of which, because we had to change the schedule, it's actually Lutheran game night tonight. So if you want to stay over, it starts at 5:30. We need to be out at 5, so we've asked Adamus to keep it reasonable today. And as soon
and
he's done and Linda signs off, the crew is going to be trying to do a fast pack and load. So we do have to be out right away for the Lutherans. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in about 30 minutes for the Adamus Shoud.